The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
KUPD. Boo, 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 boo.
Vince could sing at one
boo,
time,
boo,
huh?
Boo, boo, boo.
Brady, don't sing along.
Boo, boo, boo. Goo-dooby-doo.
Brady, you got a beautiful voice.
That is pretty. That was actually, I take it back. You should sing more. A lot more. Who was the band that we were trying to record and you wouldn't shut up? You were singing along into the mic.
Trapped.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Trapped came into the studio. Brady's over there doing the
headstrong.
I don't know, you weren't even singing the right song.
But do you call my name?
Like, what are you doing? The wrong band.
He's singing Jet.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he's singing. Nobody wanted to hear that. And then we were going to play it on the air later, but you could hear Squeaky over here the whole time. Never mind. He's ruined. It is time. Mo's here. Look, everybody. Mo's here.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank
you. You're one-armed.
I'm a one-armed
man.
Last
time I saw you, at two.
That's right. It makes me qualified to kill Mr. Kimball's wife, and that's about it. But, yeah, so you're here. You're a red-haired lady. I'm a one-armed man. Let's do this thing. It's time for your Guadalupe Squares, and Brett has found out that we're giving away tickets to go see, Guns N' Roses. So not bad. GNR, which, by the way, I believe Allison Chains is the opener for here.
Yeah.
And which is, they're switching it up. Somebody emailed us that the warning is also
I don't think they're
bad.
On this show, though. Oh. I got to double check, but I don't think they're on the show because I looked at that myself.
To be honest with you, as an Alice in Chains fan, I'd still want to see the warning before that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, luckily, we got Alice in Chains because Carrie Underwood's opening the other
I
shows.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's
what?
A weird. Yeah, Carrie Underwood is going to open one of the Metallica shows. I saw that too. Yeah.
She doing Metallica covers? What?
She's opening a bunch for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Metallica, yeah.
I mean,
she's opening for
Guns N' Roses. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Guns N' Roses is the band. But still, that's strange.
If Lil Wayne can open up for Blink 182 in the past, I think this is going to be okay.
I don't know.
Either way, you got no taste, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not sure.
I mean, he left most of the shows early, but that's fine.
Not sure. I'm not sure that's a valid comparison.
I tried.
No.
But, yeah, GNR with Carrie Underwood kicking it off. I'd watch Carrie Underwood do stuff, but I don't need her singing.
Get her stuck in a dryer.
Get stuck in a dryer or under a table.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Falling down and, like, completely.
That's all part of her new set.
Yeah.
That's her new album.
I may go then. It's Stuck in a Dryer is her new song.
That's when I was stuck in the dryer.
Anyway, it's time now for your Guadalupe Squares. Here's your hostess, Miss Mo Bergeron. Mo.
Thank you, Chancellor. In the top left square. He doesn't know he's here. It's Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Where are you, Joe?
Right here.
Where's here?
The gay village known as...
No!
Pride Month.
No, that's... Okay.
It's not a village.
It's not a village, but, you know.
Village people.
No.
Village people everywhere.
Okay, you're closer there.
And the Pride Moon.
Pride Month?
Oh,
moon.
No, don't do that.
Do it! Pride Moon!
Oh, God. You fell over again.
Somebody stuck something in my Pride Moon.
Oh, Brady, help
me. Pull the pens back up.
Also getting ready for Juneteenth.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do?
We have a big concert out there at the Black House.
No.
We're gonna paint it.
It's paint not it what this. That's not what Kamala's gonna go on stage and called.
Bring up the guy with the clock.
What? Flavor Flav?
Lazy Flav.
No,
oh, Jesus,
gosh.
Yeah, Camel Toe Harris gonna do a few minutes of comedy.
It's Kamala. Yes,
she's hilarious.
Juneteenth. Then we're gonna get Bobby Brown.
Oh no.
Yeah, Johnny Gill. Rub you the right way.
You gonna get Hootie out there?
One? Hootie and the Blowfish.
Johnny.
Oh yeah. Big fan.
Hold my hand?
I used to pretty much regularly knock boots with Dr. Jill to Johnny Gill. Called her Dr. Gill.
Oh, no.
Because the girl can breathe through her neck. I'll tell you that. Jimmy hats for everybody.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Juneteenth, Jimmy Hats.
No.
It's going to look like the Million Man March, only with a better concert at the end. Yeah.
Good.
Houdini. All the current modern day stars.
Be awesome.
Afro-American culture. Going to bring up, is the Banana Boat guy still alive?
Oh, my God.
Bob Balafonte. No. Kumo D. DJ Easy Dick. Slapping you across your fat ass.
That tweet.
You know how it is.
Right? I love it. Are you going to like sing or do any karaoke or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give me a go.
Feel good.
Can you read it?
Get a dress and slip this rope. Three. Flex, darling. Just sit back.
Better be stroked.
Oh. Rock and stroke.
No, no.
The magic in my hands. Bad touch.
Rob, you the right way.
Slow.
I feel.
Fly with tenderness so that I hold.
Not with your grandkids in the room.
The right way.
Oh,
my grandkids are in their 50s. They can take it.
Your hands are so pruny. Please stop.
Pruny for your pleasure.
Oh, no. I'm good.
That's right. My hands are ribbed. Now I've got a cabbage patch. Look at me, critty.
Oh, no.
I'm doing a critty. I just crittied into the earth. Help me out. There's a sandbag.
Second time he's down already this morning.
Critty. Somebody put a sandbag in my critty line. Yeah, I got to keep those down.
Can we weight your feet down so you don't fall over?
Yeah, get them gravity boots. Keep me upright. Bobbing around like a... And then boxing toys.
You look like a buoy.
You know, those bobbing back forward things. Not like mowing a Friday. You know, the things that bob when you punch them. I guess it is.
Okay, calm down. All right, let's move on.
Happy Juneteenth.
In the top middle square, it's the 50th anniversary of allowing black people to be Mormon. So here to celebrate is Mormon OJ.
Hello, Twitter world. Hey. I just found out that...
Brother OJ.
Yeah, Brother OJ. Brother Simpson. OJ. I've already got a fairly...
Brother Juice?
That's right. Brother Juice. Oh. Here's what I learned about being... Here's what I learned about being a Mormon. You get extra credit for everybody you convert. And
really?
They and they'll convert the dead. So I'll show up on your porch.
You got 100% conversion rate. Yeah,
you better say yes. I'll convert you anyway.
No. They baptize the
dead. That's what I'm saying. They make you a Mormon no matter what. I can provide both a scared Mormon or a used-to-be person Mormon. It's very easy to do. There's nothing scarier than me on your doorstep going... I'd just like to talk for a second.
No!
Come on out.
Oh, my God.
That's great. A Mormon, I get my little T-shirt. That's nice. Little button-up shirt.
Do you wear
around.
The special underwear?
I wear I wear my holy panties. Yes. There's a hole in it, like my wife's head.
Oh,
but
what?
The undergarments, they hold my balls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I hold my balls. I knock on the door. Hello. It's Brother Simpson at the door. Open up or else. I'm coming in either way. So you better just. There we go. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Moroni.
Oh, God.
Yes. Please enlighten us.
Well, you know, Joseph Smith was a very powerful man somewhere in Pennsylvania. I've canned some fruits. Would you like a bucket?
Oh, my God. Where did you get that from?
I don't know. The neighbors next door. They're not going to need it anymore. Right? What I'm saying is that they don't need their canned fruit. The future is not happening for them. Anyway, Mormon. That's what I say. OJ's at your door. Answer it up. Or else. You're going to be Mormon either way.
I'm okay. I'm not home.
Brother Juice, speak the truth.
Speak the truth. He went across the country making people Mormons, and then they stabbed him to death. And I understand that. And then then Brigham Young went up to Salt Lake City, where no one wants to be, and said, we live here. And it sounds nice. It's filled with blonde women. I love that.
So you're moving to Utah.
I'm going to move to Salt Lake City. Scare the hell out of all those white ladies.
You're allowed out of state?
I have to check. I'm not sure about that. Actually, that's a pretty good point. I'm not sure I'm allowed to go.
There's great golf courses up there.
They do have some nice links.
Seems like a hassle, though. You got to get your Bronco registered. I mean, there's so much.
You know, I'll have Al do that work. He'll drive me. I got a driver.
Now you do.
Golfing otherwise, you know.
Okay.
And Brady's going to make the jokes while I do it for him. I got a hell of a slice, so look out on the golf course.
All right. In the top right square, we got indicted Trump.
That's right. I'm indicted. Big deal. Big whoop. Who is it?
Hey, point of pride. You're the first president to be indicted twice.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
History.
You know about my history. Born through a party at the county jail. Prison bands there that began to wear.
band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing, let's Trump.
No, not.
Everybody, let's Trump.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Everybody in the whole cell block of my friends dancing to the Trump jail rock, you know. Now the Spider Murphy played a tenor saxophone. Hunter Biden should have been here alone. You know what I'm saying? Drummer boys from Illinois, freshman bang. All rhythm section was a purple gang, that means
purple.
Blacks.
What?
Let's rock, prison filled with blacks.
Oh, no.
Not the prison I go to. That'll be filled with all my crony friends. Jailhouse rock. Gonna be in jail probably pretty
going
soon.
To an exclusive prison?
Yeah, I'm getting huge, by the way. I'm working out. Gonna work out a little bit before because there's nothing else to do in the motherfucking pen. But three hots in a cot and throw up some weights, you know. Trading smokes for Trump steaks, that kind of thing out there. Put a little meat in your mouth. Be my bitch.
Do they allow hibachis in the yard?
They better allow hibachis because those Trump steaks, although you could eat them rare, raw, right out of the package. Best steak you've ever had.
Trump Jacob.
Get a little Trump Jacob. That's when you take a turd in a mason jar and then pee on it. Let it ferment. And somehow or another it'll get you high as a kite. I'm going to be very popular. I know how it works. I speak to those people. Brett, you know that. I speak to the inner city people who are
Brett. They love you.
Brett knows me. Brett understands. Brett's people and I have made many, many, many very crooked deals.
You're not supposed to admit that, but...
Well, I admit everything now.
Sorry, I guess you do.
What's the worst that can happen to me, really, is it? End up in jail, swing low.
No!
Yes.
Why, no! Yes.
Sweet chariot. Oh, find me at the Birmingham jail.
Jeez, let's move on. All right, in the middle left square, we got TV evangelist Pat Robertson.
That's right, everybody.
Dead.
Passed
congratulations.
Away. I've ascended, and I'm here, and Mo?
Yes?
Is that it? Am I speaking your language correctly?
You just asked my name.
That's right. You asked my name. You thought I was the boy from Twilight.
Rewind. I did not.
You did.
That's a twink thing.
You'll be happy to know that someday, it is that, she is that, someday you'll be reunited with everyone you love in hell at that big Lick-A-Maid party you've got going on.
Oh, I can't wait. Pride Festival, yes!
All tuna farmers, listen up. You're going to hell. The kid from the Red Sox was right. You're going to be in hell, Mo, for tasting a woman's sewer like you do on the rig.
And it's worth it every
You think
single
it'll
time.
Be an eternity of that?
I'm okay with that.
Versus an eternity with people like me?
I'm just saying I got my goggles on. I'm ready to swim.
I mean, you are ready. That's right. Well, that's how you got here, so it makes sense. You already had a strike against you for being, you know, cursed by God with darker skin. Read the Bible.
Okay, well.
It tells you how to treat your slaves.
Oh, my God.
Something smells funny in here.
He's not wrong.
Are you menstruating?
No, that's Brad. It's not me. It's different. Very different.
Because if you were, I wouldn't let you touch stuff. Read the Bible.
Okay.
Anyway, homosexuals, not allowed. It's right there on the sign. No homos.
So you're not going to come to Pride Festival with us or anything?
No, I wouldn't be caught dead at that, and I'm dead. Good stuff, me.
All right, let's move on to the middle square. It's authentic Spanish pronunciation greeting.
See?
Hi.
¿Cómo estás, güey?
Hermina. How are you?
I'm bueno.
¿Cómo se dias?
Oh.
Well, it was.
Homo dias.
That's close.
Homo sapien. Homo.
No.
Have you heard that new Camila Cabello album?
That's not how you...
Camila Cabello is kicking booty. To speak Espanol.
And how do you say booty in Spanish?
Yeah.
Hola, Consuelo.
No!
What?
I think you just called her an onion.
Hola. That's hello. In Mexican.
Spanish. It's Spanish.
What? That too.
Did you spend time in Mexico?
Yes.
How did you learn Spanish?
I was down with the people.
Yeah?
What resort?
Hermosilla.
That's not it.
Down there at Puerto Penasca.
No.
Penasqua?
Jores.
I was at a nice little Mexican restaurant yesterday and had the best food ever. A hot beef dipped sandwich at Portillo's.
No, that's not. Love that place.
So, and then, trust me, if that's you say it's not a Mexican restaurant, I'll show you the kitchen. It's a Mexican restaurant. Hola, Consuelo. My llama is Brady.
Llama.
My llama. That's what I'm sorry. He's
your
right.
Llama?
My llama is Brady.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know if I know
Donde
that.
Es your llama?
Mi llamo?
Mi llamo. Hi, mi llamo. No. My name's Brady. My llama's name is Brady, mi llamo.
I don't know if I want to know more.
Yeah, well, why not?
I'm going to have you talk to my abuelita. I think you guys could link up and maybe you can learn something.
No, abuelita is a delicious thing you dip in salsa.
No, that's not it. That's,
yeah, I've been there.
That's a tostada.
A tostada.
He's right. He's just right. Right. Yeah.
Who's the dip now? Abuelita.
Abuelita.
Abuelita. Abuelita.
Abue?
Abductors.
Oh, that's no. That's a muscle you wear.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the hat?
God dang it.
Hi, Jamie Sombrero. Hi, me.
What?
Hi, me Sombrero.
Jimmy hat?
Jimmy hat.
Oh, God.
Hi, me Sombrero.
You're going to need one if you don't want to make more of you.
Donde es Hi, me Sombreros? Poor favor?
Now, do me a favor. Laugh in Spanish.
Those are laser beams. You people love those.
Those are pistols. That's fine.
Donde es la prostitute? Donde es la prostitute?
You got to go to the Tijuana.
Tijuana is a dangerous placa.
It really
is. Yeah. Muy dangerous.
All right, let's move on to somebody that knows a little bit about Spanish. It's Arnold.
I know a little bit about Spanish. All right, what? Like aborto, aborto.
No, no,
you don't know that. Actually.
I don't.
No.
I didn't know how to say it right. Now I know for sure.
You also don't know Jaime Sombrero.
You'll have to do the accent along with me. I don't know what's happening to you,
Daddy. I got one of those.
Well, now I tried to get rid of you. You get out of it. But anyway, I don't know some of the Spanish. I should have known as I was the governor of California for a long time and. Of course, they knocked up a Mexican and a Colombian or whatever they are. You all look the same to me laying down. And again, let me tell you something else. A Colombian and a Mexican equally as fertile. She told me she's Colombian. I'm like, we didn't need a Jimmy hat then because in the Mexican, I figured just breathing on you would make babies. But now Colombians are just equally as fertile. Their ovaries are wet.
Did you just say bleeding on you? What did you say?
What are you talking about? Of course, it's not bleeding on me. If she was bleeding, we would have been safe.
Don't you know how it works?
Of course you don't. Pull that sock out of there and see if it's clean.
It's a diva cup.
If it's... I'd rather you had a sock in there. Better that way. Make me sick. Go
you
on.
Do a shot? Well, come on, just a little.
Out of the diva cup. Okay. Hey, tequila. Kills out of germs. Still tastes like pennies.
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's Secret Square. Give us a hint.
Yeah, hey, well, what's up, everybody? It's my birthday today. I'm 67 years old. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm starting around on my Skechers right now. I love Guinness beer. I'm a Hall of Fame quarterback from the 49ers. I started four Super Bowls. I won them all.
It's the same accent.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the accent is. Okay, we got it now.
I don't know that he was that deep voice.
No. All right.
His accents are all the same.
That's
all
he knows.
You get gravelly as you age.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
All right, in the bottom
I
middle
I went to
square.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
That
we
nailed
got
it.
We know what it is.
All right, moving on to the bottom middle square. The whole cast is here. It's a SpongeBob musical.
Hi, Mo. There's a musical in town tomorrow, and it stars me. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Captain!
We're not doing that one.
Oh.
It's a musical.
So what are
we're
you
doing Rent. Oh. I Die of AIDS. Patrick dies of AIDS, too.
I guess it is
SpongeBob, the musical.
I guess it is woke culture. It makes
sense.
It's
Pride Month.
No!
Broadway! You guys love that stuff.
Can't you guys
anyway,
do, like, you know, Wicked or something?
Hey, Patrick, I don't think she likes our idea. Let's do another one. Wicked's good.
Yeah, you could do Wicked.
Book of Mormon?
Ooh, what?
Book of Mormon?
Ooh.
I've been in that. That sounds good. I'll do that one. I'll do Book of Mormon
this
weekend.
All right, see your square, OJ.
Yeah, just... You do that.
Okay.
Anyway, see you Saturday at the Herberger Theater for I don't think they're going to come to our show. They all seem sort of confused.
All right, here's the bottom right square. Our Lord and Savior is
what
here.
What is happening?
Cover it up!
Put your mask on!
Sorry, I was banging this chick from Wuhan.
What are you doing?
Have you ever had bat?
No.
I have, and I regret it. Oh. My God, do I have the COVID.
Did you have bat intentionally?
Do you ever have bat intentionally? No.
So how did you...
This woman was cavernous. When the sun set, a bunch shot out of her. Was dancing in a wet market, if you know what I mean. Yuck.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All right, on with the show. We've got to play more Scott Lehman at it.
Pickle.
Yeah. All right. Who's on the phone?
We got Allison and Tim, and Allison just hung up.
Is that right? You hung up on
her.
No,
I didn't. I hit the thing twice.
Oh, Tim, are you there? I bet that's that.
I'm here.
Tim, are you, all right, you're there. Is this Allison on line two?
Oh. This is Allison.
There's Allison. Yeah. Sorry about that. The phone dumped you. It's the phone screwing things up. All right, Tim, you're a good boy, but Allison gets to go first. Allison, pick a square.
I'm going
to
do Mormon O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. I mean, are you a Mormon yet, Allison? Have you explored Mormonism?
I am not.
You should think about it, and I'm the man to bring you the Book of Mormon. I think I'll come to your house later today. You meet me on the porch. Just you, though. I don't like surprises. And I will talk about Moroni and Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and murder and stabbings, because that's what happened to Joseph Smith, and I know I can talk from experience on that.
Well, what happens if they have a Ring doorbell on? When you meet him at the porch.
Then you know it's me, and you better get to answering that. If you got a Ring doorbell, I see that. I know you're looking at my ass. Open the door. As long as he's on your porch, you're pretty much being held hostage. So just do what I say.
We're about to be.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, things are not going to go your way if it starts getting a little pear-shaped.
All right, let's get to your question.
I love you see OJ on a bike. Floating around your neighborhood just waiting.
No.
Short sleeve, white.
I'm coming for you.
Oh, no.
Better close them windows.
All right. We're going to get to your question. The most commonly broken bone in the human body is the collarbone.
That's an easy one to break, too. I'll tell you that. I'll cut you in on the truth about Mormons. Let me just say that.
No.
That's how it works around me. I would say, yeah, because I remember when I was strangling Nicole.
No, you can't admit that.
No, I did it. And so when I was doing that, I just remember her clavicle just snapping in my hand.
Oh,
and that's
my
the collarbone.
God,
that was easy to break.
So what do you say?
I'm going to go ahead and say that one is that's like a wishbone. That snaps right off.
So you're going to say true?
I'll say that's true.
Okay. Allison, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Incorrect. It's false. Circle gets a square. Tim, pick a square.
Well, who I have left?
Everyone? Jesus.
Toledo's feisty today.
Yeah, settle down, Richard. We've got this. He's turning into Kenny.
You pick. There are eight left. Dealer's choice.
How about we just go with another six? How about that?
All right, that's it. One, two, three, four.
I think we'll call it me. I'll be on with this six.
All right.
Leading left to right.
Never
this guy, look,
following along.
20 years of the show. 1,000 years of tic-tac-toe, and Tim says I'll take six.
Daddy, I'm older than six.
I know, and unfortunately, we tried to get rid of you before the sixth trimester.
Oh, God, the sixth.
Still lingering around here.
All right, let's get to your question. Studies have pointed.
Talk about FUBAR. I mean, the things that we're getting inside to poke you out is still in here you are.
Is that what the show is about?
Yeah, it's about this hanger. It's the search for the golden hanger.
Can you spoil it? Does it?
Yeah, look, there he is, the spoiler alert.
You don't get it.
My son is a spoiler alert. Yeah, he will avenge his own death. As it turns out, very much like Hamlet at the end. I am your killer. I was your father. I tried to get rid of you, but no, here you are.
All right, let's get to your question. Studies have...
Have you ever had graham crackers and Sprite?
Together or just separately?
No, the fact that together. Oh, God, that's a good answer.
All right.
That means you're a good girl. Use the Jimmy hat.
Studies have pointed to a possible gene that correlates to infidelity. Is that true or false?
There's a gene out there. Yes, there is. It's my blue genes. They come down and immediately I'm an infidel.
That's my brother's name. Yeah.
Whenever I wear Levi's, they get so tight they rub up against me and they start to grow. And no. I'm like, oh, no, it's time for infidelity.
No.
You better put this in somebody and make infidelity happen now.
Here, I'll do it, Jeff.
Well, quiet down, Allison.
Daddy, can we clean and jerk?
Yes, let's clean and jerk each other. My jeans are very tight.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you. I'm thinking about being an infidel now, which is why I'm not married. I don't like it, so I won't do it.
I'm going to repeat the question.
All right. Okay. Studies have pointed to a possible pair of genes that correlates to infidelity. I used to have those genes.
I was going to repeat it. Do you think it's true or false?
I think it's very true. Okay. You can find them in size 36 waist, 34 length.
Okay, Timmy.
I like guest jeans.
I don't wear
my jeans.
Do you agree or disagree?
What?
Allison? I disagree.
Incorrect. It is true. X gets the square.
Allison, take off your jeans. It's time for infidelity.
Lost number six.
All right, Allison, pick a square.
Biden.
Biden.
Number Allison's one.
Hey, someone picked you, Biden.
Square one.
Number one.
Yes.
Which I just performed in my pants.
Aww.
Allison, Tim, I'm hearing voices. Somebody turn the goddamn radio down.
Yeah. I think they're on a conference call.
Is she on a Zoom call?
On a Zoom. Mr. President.
I'm in a Zoom call with the Ukrainian president.
Yeah.
Turn your goddamn radio
down. Turn your mask down.
Sounds like important job. Somebody's trying to do an important job and can't get it done.
And they're not paying attention.
Not paying any attention to turning it down. They must have a code. Maybe it's my... Is this happening inside me?
You can turn them down, can't you?
I turn them down myself. All right, go ahead.
All right. Prior to 1901, the White House was once known as the President's Palace. Is that true or false?
Still known as that.
It's still known as that. Are you sure?
President Princess says so every time she walks by.
No, that's not. That's the Vice President.
Guess whose palace this is? I know. Is that a sandbag?
No.
Fall over that.
She's got her own place down the road.
Just wrote up a new bill. Gonna try to get it passed this week, eliminating sandbags.
What? Sand why?
From the ground, sandbags.
Oh, okay. Good catch, Brett.
That's a bigot.
Gosh dang it, Brett.
The guy I used to work for tried to eliminate all those with drones.
Rise of the sandbags.
Hey, Mo.
What?
Happy Pride Month.
Hey, thank you.
In honor of it, we're gonna have a big Friday fish fry in honor of your people. Yeah, bring all your people down. We'll have some fish.
Okay. Do your people fry fish?
No.
They just eat it.
Yeah.
Right out of the bog.
Brand new sushi.
They just tug it right out of the bog. Stuff it in their mouth. It's disgusting.
Delicious.
Oh, it's like eating...
Don't say what it's like. All right, let's get back to the question.
Butterscotch pie dipped in a poodle getting a perm or something.
What? The weirdest explanation ever. All right.
It's like when Dr. Jill goes on a hike and comes home and tries to
take her shoes off.
Oh,
no, I don't want to know.
Takes her shoes off, spreads her legs, and go, tennis skirt.
Okay, prior to 1901,
the curtains stink.
Thank you.
Hurry up.
Prior to 1901, the White House was once known as the President's Palace. Is that true or false?
I don't know about that, but tomorrow I'm having a clam bake.
Oh,
just to get rid of that smell from President Jill
when
she
runs
out.
I do like to clam bake. I'm into that. That's awesome.
It's clam bake.
Is that in the car or is that like a...
Yeah.
Oh, what?
We catch him with our fist. Get a fist of clam.
Oh, my God.
That's how we do it.
He's shucking oysters over there? What's happening?
Shucking oysters into Delaware. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, one more time. Prior to 1901, the White House was once known as the President's Palace.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was there. All 1901, right. President Roosevelt.
Sure.
It was.
Okay.
All right, Allison, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
Bully.
Disagree.
Incorrect. It's true. X gets a square. We're never going to finish this.
Give them both a goddamn prize. We're late. You're done.
Put your oxygen mask on.
Hang on. We'll get something in.
You're the one that made it so long. It's all your fault.
Me? No, don't you start blaming me for anything. Look here, bitch. we'll have some problems if you start pointing fingers at me, because I'll chop your finger right off.
You know, we could put a blonde wig on Toledo.
Wow. Well, I've heard people point at me and say it's your fault before. All right, waiter. There you go. All right.
Toledo Goldman.
Take a beat.
That's right, Toledo Goldman. Is he Goldman? You're going to look like a Goldman. You're going to look just like your brother in a second.
Oh, God.
All sprawled out. I got to go.
Yeah, you do.
God bless you.
See you, Brother Juice.
Bye, Brother Simpson. Get over. Goodbye. Latter-day Saints for life. For whatever. I'm just saying.
I knew you couldn't stay out long.
All right, we're done. Boy, are we done. That's enough. Phew. Christ on a crutch. We're late, man.
It I'm late.
Biden's fault. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I thought you said you wore a Jimmy hat. You're a lesbian.
Oh, no.
How's that possible?
Wait.
When's the big day?
I meant for my show.
All right, let's get out of here. We're done. You guys have yourselves a glorious, fantastic, whatever it is day you do. Have a great weekend. And nobody's doing anything? We don't have to plug anything? All right, good. We're done. Have a good one. I'm so short-armed on this ending. Hey, it's so hard to do this. We'll see you Monday. So long, everybody.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.